this really talks about the history of race, how it was founded, and how it kind of has taken root and hold throughout the world, and particularly in America. It begins when you walk into the museum, into the atrium, which you see the wall of photographs, historical photographs and modern day photographs. The historical photographs are black and white, modern day are in color. That talks about the landscape of Colorado, two faces, all kind of shades, all kind of hues, that sort of thing. Now, when you come down the elevator or the stairs, you walk into the exhibit, and the first thing you see is public transportation, where we all can meet and be alike or different. The bus that goes down Colfax, and you see all hues of people on that bus. So when you walk into the exhibit, that's the first thing that you see. Here we are in America, the way we look. Everybody's on the 15, good, bad, or indifferent. So that's the first thing you see when you come into the exhibit. Of course, there's always text that gives you content about what the exhibit is about too, on the walls as you enter. So really in English and Spanish.
Many of the ideas we now associate with race originated during the European era of exploration. Europeans, like Christopher Columbus, traveled overseas and encountered and then colonized or conquered peoples in Africa, Asia, and the Americas who looked, talked, and acted much differently from them.
Race off, OFF. There's no biological evidence that supports racial categories. And so you see these different hues of individuals here in the panels to show you that these people are more alike than they are different.
They're changing. These images are morphing.
Yes, they are. So they're kind of morphing into who? What? What makes us different? What makes us the same? So that's why I love it too. Big questions about what box do you check? So one of the questions I was asked is, how would you check yourself? How would you count yourself in the U.S. Census? And so on their t-shirts, it says, in 1790, I would be called a free white, 1880 white, 1970 white. So in the next image you see, the young lady says, 1900 Indian, 1980 Eskimo, 2000 Alaskan Native. So the exhibit asked the question, do we stay the course? Do we continue to be checking these boxes? Do we simplify it by having less terms? Have your own way, just make it up? Or no question at all? How do you self-identify, really?
Wait, man, there's only one line. There's not enough there.
That's the whole point. So many people have so many mixtures in them that it could go on forever. And the last one would be no question at all. Why do we need it? But you and I know really why the box is there. It's economics. What this depicts is several things. One is a cafeteria. One of the things that students do is self-select, self-segregate is what I call it. So the Latinos are on one table. The blacks are in one table, the Asians maybe in one table, or the geeks are at one table, whatever the case may be, self-selecting. So this depicts a conversation in a cafeteria. That's going to be a video component that shows students talking about that, talking about race, and having a chance to discuss that.
There's homework?
There's homework, right. Recently I was at Overland High School, and I asked a question, what box would you check if you're getting ready to vote? Now, I'm in Overland High School where over 32 languages are spoken, okay? So you get a different kind of response there, you know. My task has been to create community dialogues and conversation, and the series is called Forward, FWD. And that is to put people in a room, in a safe setting here in History Colorado, and now using those tools you mentioned, the directorial, producer, whatever, have experts and people from the community who may be experts in their own right, you know, it just might not have a PhD behind that name, to talk about this subject of race and not be afraid of it. Love the conversation, as my mentor, Dr. Vincent Harding, would say, love the conversation.